Thank you for listening to the IFTY Market Podcast. I'm your host, Sky Cassidy. Carla Jo Helms is here with us today.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And then we're going to have a really quick episode for you today. Carla Jo and I just have a couple things to say. We want to thank everybody for listening this year. Thank all of our guests. I guess this is me thanking them, huh, Carla Jo?
It is.
So thank you, everybody, all the fantastic guests we had on. We hope you guys enjoyed the show, learned something good. I know I did every time I listened back to an episode.
I know I did.
Yeah. And it's usually when I re-listen to the episodes too. Hopefully you guys pick it up the first time. But
I re-listen every now and then, and I apply some of the stuff, you know, in our company. I think that's probably been the biggest thing. I would love to know what our readers are, our listeners are doing.
Yeah, I think we'll do something this next year, getting some questions from listeners. What's up, Sugar? Oh, I've got my 5-year-old here with me today. Daddy's on the Daddy's recording. What can I help you with? Okay, after.
I think she should say Happy New Year to everybody.
After recording, you can have a hot cocoa if you say Happy New Year really good, okay?
Happy New Year.
Good job. Okay, now skedaddle. You can have a hot cocoa as soon as Daddy's done, okay? Go, go, go. All right. That was my wonderful daughter, Nikita, coming to join us. I think the guests have been fantastic this year. You guys have really given us a lot of great information. I can't thank you guys enough for coming on. Really excited with the lineup of people we have coming next year. Anybody listening to this who thinks they might like to come on the show, just reach out and let us know. Reach out to myself, reach out to Carla Jo, whatever works for you.
Yes. And, I would like to thank all of our guests for being super willing to impart such valuable information. There has been no shortage of valuable tips, advice. Like, all of our guests have been super willing to help and really interested in helping B2B companies expand. So I think that is, quite a trait that we've seen of our guests, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and so great in such a loose structure too. I mean, Carla Jo, we just basically have them come on and start talking to them. We have a topic ahead of time, but they're fantastic at just rolling with the punches.
It's true. It's very true.
And as I like to tell them, good news is you don't really have to prep.
Well, they do, though.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a great year. I'm really excited for next year to continue things on. We might add some new stuff here. We'll have to see.
We would like feedback to know what our listeners would like to learn about this coming year. There's so many new technologies coming out, and marketing for B2B is changing. I'd like to know what your questions, issues, what you want to solve are.
That is a great point, and that's one of the things I was thinking of adding this this next year, is letting people send their questions in on any topic they want. But maybe we'll figure out a way to have the who's going to be a guest up ahead of time on social media. We'll post it, and people can ask or what the topic's going to be, and they can submit their questions, and we'll answer some of those every episode, something like that.
Great idea.
Oh, wait, my daughter's back. She has something she wants to ask, I think. What's up?
Coming to our house.
When am I coming to our house, or when's Carla Jo coming to our house?
When is Carla Jo coming to our house?
That's very sweet.
Hey, how about sometime this year? I would love to.
Carla Jo lives in Florida. It's on the other side of the country. So I don't know. Next time she's in Los Angeles, she'll come by and say hi, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let Daddy finish, okay?
Okay. And I also want your phone.
And you want my phone. Okay. When I'm done, if you're good, you can have it.
Okay.
Thank you. Very nice. That's our guest today.
Yes.
Next time she comes in, I'll ask her if she has any advice for B2B marketing.
She's such a good host. I mean, she's thinking of when I'm going to come.
Yeah. She wants to get things ready for you.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome.
So without further ado, I do want to let everybody know a little bit about my company, the company that kind of supports this podcast and keeps it running financially. Mountaintop Data, we're a business-to-business data company. And then Jo To PR for Carla Jo, she'll say a little on her company. So yes, this is a commercial for us, but stick with me. And I will make it worth your while at the end in just a minute. So we provide marketing data services, basically. Again, mountaintopdata.com is the domain. And that includes targeted lists for direct marketing campaigns, email, telemarketing, addresses, even display ad campaigns. People use our data in maybe Facebook advertising, stuff like that. You can import a list, all kinds of stuff, basically direct marketing data. We also provide appending services, data cleaning services, anything you can think of data-wise, basically. So if you need company information on your in-house database. We can append that, industries, company size, all that kind of stuff to help people in their account-based marketing, help people identify who their best target audience really is. And also we do very in-depth data cleaning. So not just email verification, but we are a data company at heart. When it comes to verification, we verify records, not just email addresses. So frequently email addresses these days can show they're good when the contact's not really there. And we have very crafty ways of identifying that and really cleaning your data out.
And I will attest to that with your company and how important that is. I mean, as a B2B PR firm that markets very heavily, you know, having that clean data is very, very, very important. And I know your company is considered one of the top companies for clean data out there.
And staying true to form with our lack of prep, I did not even know she was going to say that.
I didn't even know I was going to say it either.
So what? Data cleaning, lists for marketing of all different types. We also provide an email delivery service and can get the new lead generation campaigns up and running for people who maybe don't have the resources to manage it themselves or really don't know how to, don't want to. All those B2B marketing services we offer on top of the podcast. Reach out to us against mountaintopdata.com. Also, I said I have something for you. We have a new data delivery tool, an online search tool where you can search our database for contacts. And if you leave the If You Market podcast a review on iTunes or share us on LinkedIn or share us on Twitter before February, so anytime from now through the month of January, we'll give you a free account in that data delivery tool, and we'll give you 5,000 free records to use. You can search through our database and pull down whatever data you want, 5,000 records. So just review on iTunes or share us on one of the social medias, and we'll get that right over to you.
That's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I'll include this all in the show notes as well. Anyway, yeah, post something, give us a review. I didn't even say how to be a good review. If you don't like the show, say so. I will still give you 5,000 records.
Oh, that's a review.
And I'll include this information on the show notes for this brief show. Carla Jo, you want to say a little bit about Johto PR, kind of what you guys do?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Yes, you guys know me. I'm Carla Jo Helms of Johto PR. We publicize this podcast and the guests on it. My firm is an anti-PR public relations firm. And all that means is that we exist to change how PR is perceived in terms of measurable ROI. We come from the crisis management side of the world where time is not a luxury, and we apply all that we learned in crisis management to give every client the kind of results and exposure they were seeking in the first place. We convert PR from a necessary evil to an integral part of your growth strategy. Clients and CEOs rely upon us and gladly report to their stakeholders the ROI they're getting from their PR. Our motto is PR isn't the answer, but results are. So if you want results from your public relations to boost your sales and to boost your marketing efforts, contact us at Johto PR. That's johtopr.com, johtopr.com, or you can call us 888-202-4614.
Ooh, that is a great idea, Carla Jo. Anybody who wants that that free access to our data, call us as well. I'll try to make sure all of our people know that I offered everybody this 818-252-8140. Talk to anybody again. I'll send an email out to the whole company. Carla Jo, by the way, was a guest on our show before a co-host.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I love your approach to PR, Carla Jo. I love basically the concept, don't wait until you have a major scandal to go to a PR company. You can actually head off a scandal by having people like you before you have a scandal.
Yes.
I think was one of the things I learned from you. You don't have to try to make them hate you less. You can actually give them a good impression of you first, and then something goes wrong and they're going to, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it is the greatest risk mitigator protection mechanisms, which is why CFOs really love us and CEOs love us because, as you use PR long enough, your profit, your bottom line actually increases. And these are both measurable by statistics. So we know how to do it that way.
Don't wait till the wrong person gets on Twitter over the holidays.
Right? Don't wait till you have a competitor that wants to take you out.
Yeah, that's the modern day version of the copy machine at the holiday party, is the tweet.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
You know, you used to have people doing inappropriate copies on the copy machine at the holiday party, and it could only get out so far. But now with Twitter, you have those holiday parties, you know, that tweet is getting out everywhere.
Yeah.
We're going to start collecting everybody's cell phones at the beginning of the holiday party and putting them in a bag. No Twitter allowed until you sober up.
It's a good, good, good roll.
Anyway, I think we have pushed this far enough. And on behalf of myself,
and Carla Joe,
and Carla Joe of JoeTo PR, don't forget, if you market the shit out of it, they will come.